This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are leading a nationwide Alzheimer's study. The National Institutes of Health is giving the UW-Madison more than $150 million. It's the biggest NIH grant in UW history. The Kamala Harris campaign is making its closing argument to American voters. Democratic running mate Tim Walz campaigned in Racine and Madison yesterday.
Our team is running like everything is on the line. Because everything is on the line.
Walz made the case that Donald Trump would be dangerous with broad immunity from prosecution. He got some help from former President Barack Obama.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Obama says Americans are ready to turn the page. A wrong-way drunk driver almost crashed into Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade in Milwaukee Monday night. The sheriff says the driver pulled to the inside shoulder to avoid the motorcade. A deputy pulled the driver over and arrested him. A fire has shut down a Jefferson County ethanol plant. Officials at the Ostalon Bio plant say the fire started Monday in one of the facility's dryers. Ostalon Bio calls itself Wisconsin's largest ethanol producer. It's open enrollment time for Medicare. People can change their plans from now until December 7th. Stephanie Fahuri is a Medicare advisor. She says make sure you know which plans your doctor will accept next year.
Every year we see people make a change only to find out in January that their doctor is no longer in network. So we like to help people avoid that.
Experts say it's important to compare co-pays and deductibles, not just monthly premiums. The new Glarus Brewery is expanding its operations with a new $55 million hospitality wing. The makers of Spotted Cow Beer say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. We don't know if this means expanded hours for visitors. There's a groundbreaking next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Rusk County jail inmate is facing new charges after being accused of trying to hire his cellmate to kill two people. According to court documents, 65-year-old Malcolm Young was charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree intentional homicide and armed robbery. The cellmate was with Young in jail for just a couple days, and upon their release, they told authorities Young wanted them to get a few guys, guns, and gun suppressors to kill two people. Young claimed it was just jail talk, and he had no reason to kill anyone. The criminal cases against two women accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from Amish growers in St. Croix County has been dismissed. According to court documents, the women were hired to handle insurance and accounting for the business. Before resigning, 2 months later, the women allegedly wrote unauthorized checks to themselves and had payments sent directly to them. The case was dismissed due to procedural factors and without prejudice, meaning the Amish growers are free to refile the charges. A new street ambassador program in Eau Claire is seeking to address issues with the growing unhoused population in the area. The initiative looks to connect with members of the unhoused population and downtown businesses to promote public safety and direct people to the resources they need while minimizing the need for a law enforcement response. The Eau Claire City Council is hoping to finalize a contract for the program by the end of the year and could have ambassadors out on the streets as soon as February. The city of Eau Claire is looking to cut back on mowing for trails and parks while improving the environment for pollinators. According to parks officials, the department is hoping to cut down on the amount of time they spend mowing around the area. The proposed changes are included in the 2025 proposed budget, and if approved, the department would hire consultants to analyze the land and determine a new strategy for maintenance. The taller grass would benefit and add protection for pollinators like birds and bees. The Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce held an open house on Monday to give residents a chance to share their thoughts on the state of local businesses. The town hall featured a Federal Reserve Bank official learning more about the economic conditions in the Chippewa Valley. A number of locals shared their views on the challenges and opportunities that area businesses are facing, like a growing regional population and the higher cost of goods. The Federal Reserve Bank official will use that information when setting interest rates. A Rice Lake man has been indicted on sex trafficking charges alongside the former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, 71-year-old James Jacobson was one of the three defendants named in the indictment. According to the indictment, Jacobson facilitated the international trafficking and prostitution business from 2008 to 2015, during which time he allegedly recruited and interviewed men and told them it would benefit their careers. All three are facing a maximum of life in prison if convicted. The driver of the car that caused a Sunday afternoon fire in the town of Seymour has been arrested for operating while intoxicated. The crash occurred just before 2 p.m. on Sunday when 76-year-old John Bauer of Eau Claire hit a utility pole on Olson Drive, which started the fire. Bauer allegedly crossed over the center line of the road through oncoming traffic before going into a ditch and rolling into the pole. He was taken to the hospital for treatment before he was arrested. The road was closed to traffic for about 2 hours. The city of Eau Claire is considering a massive increase in the cost of licensing fees for trash haulers. The proposed annual budget features an increase in the cost of a business license from $300 to $1,200. Officials say the increase is meant to address repeated complaints about the trash collection system by hiring someone to pursue code enforcement. The increase in code enforcement could result in an additional $30,000 of revenue for the department. A public forum will be held on November 11th. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably.
It's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Holland was in the news last week with an update about a new Spider-Man film for he and his girlfriend Zendaya. He's a busy guy, as Variety is reporting Holland will be added to the new Christopher Nolan film opposite Matt Damon. As usual with Nolan films, the plot is being kept under wraps, so not much is known about Holland's role. The film is expected to start shooting in 2025 and is expected to hit theaters July 17th of 2026. Who's ready for a Paula Abdul, Eddie Griffin film? A statement wouldn't have excited me even in 1998. However, the two are stars of the new film Raging Midlife opposite brothers Taylor and Nick Costa, who also wrote the script. The story follows two friends obsessed with 80s wrestler Raging Abraham Lincoln. The Hollywood Reporter says the film will drop in early 2025 after its premiere at the Austin Film Festival later this month. Looking for something new to watch? Who isn't? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you don't have Netflix, don't feel bad. It's really expensive. But if you do have it, check out The Lincoln Lawyer. Season 3 just dropped last weekend. Manuel Garcia Rufo plays the title character and, in my opinion, is even more captivating than Matthew McConaughey's portrayal from the movie. The show is well produced and acted, and you can't beat the source material. The Lincoln Lawyer is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. The third installment of the Dune franchise is dropping hints about the new film. Dune Messiah will be set 12 years after the end of Dune 2. Timothy Chalamet has not been officially announced as part of the cast, but is expected to be in the film. Other cast members will include Florence Pugh, Christopher Walken, and Austin Butler. Aging Timothy Chalamet 12 years? I see a Best Makeup Oscar headed their way. For every episode of the DC show The Penguin on Max, Colin Farrell goes through hours of makeup prep. According to recent numbers, it's paying off, as Variety reports that the fifth episode of season one of The Penguin pulled in 1.8 million viewers. The show has added viewers with every new episode that drops. New shows of The Penguin premiere every Sunday night on Max at 10 p.m. Central. Do you have great acting chops? Smoke weed? Can you rap? If so, update your resume, because Snoop Dogg is looking for someone to portray himself in a new biopic. The movie was first announced in 2022, and now the search is on as they are in the casting phase and seeking someone to play a younger version of Snoop. Between his role on The Voice, opening weed stores in LA, and popping up at the Olympics and on NFL games, the Dogfather told Entertainment Tonight whoever plays young Snoop will have to be a phenomenal actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, clouds with a few showers, even a thunder shower in the afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a high in the mid-60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant fall weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.